being the scapegoat grandchild in the narcissistic family is one of the most confusing, damaging roles you can be put in. I know because I lived it. Now, in my case, I was the scapegoat for both my communal narcissistic grandmother and my narcissistic parent. They were completely enmeshed. She didn't just have control over him, she had control over the enabling parent and the entire family structure. I used to say I had three parents. It was like triple the damage. And while any scapegoat will carry the same wounds, the dynamic shifts when your narcissistic parent is also the golden child. I've done videos on both the grandkids of the scapegoat child and golden child, but this is a unique lens as the scapegoat grandchild. Traditionally, the scapegoat is painted openly as the family problem, but when your parent is the golden child, it's much more covert. But wait, don't the golden child's kids automatically become golden grandchildren? No. The grandchildren are still sorted into roles based on the same rules. Do they protect the illusion? Are they controllable? I was not, so I became a target because I saw the dysfunction, especially from my narcissistic grandparent, very clearly. I reacted in healthy ways to the dysfunctional behavior, which made me a threat to her control. But the biggest reason I was targeted, something my grandmother admitted to me, was that I reminded her of the unhealed parts of herself. So here's where it gets interesting, but also deeply damaging for me, because my narcissistic grandparent and my golden child parent were very obsessed with preserving the image. So instead of openly smearing me as the family problem, like you'd see with the traditional scapegoat, they covertly tagged teamed me into believing that I was the problem, wrong, defective, so I'd conform and keep the family image intact. Because I had parts that were usable, attractive, that served the family's image. I was musical, athletic, gifted. So the goal was not to smear me or discard me, it was to break me down just enough so I was controllable. And here's the real depth of the damage. It left me in a massive state of cognitive dissonance. Because one moment I'd be openly praised for my usable parts that protect the narcissistic perfect family image. Then torn apart the next moment, privately, covertly, for the parts that threatened the perfect family image. Loved and praised in public, harmed and punished in private. My reality was constantly being twisted. And if I pushed back or with my talents shined in ways that weren't approved of, I'd pay for that. Probably the most insidious thing that my narcissistic grandmother did that I didn't figure out until I was in my 20s was the deliberate wedge she put between me and my enabling parent. My grandmother made damn sure that she was controlled and so busy enabling her and my narcissistic parent so that I would never really have a safe place to land and that I couldn't trust my experience of what was going on in the family home. The collective damage of all this with a narcissistic grandparent and parent was profound. And being the scapegoat regardless leaves us with those three core wounds. I've done a full video on this. We truly believe that we're the problem and not enough. So we work really, really hard for that love and approval. We're constantly contorting, hoping that if we fix ourselves, we'll somehow get that validation. But the problem is they just move the goalposts. And the third is that we don't trust our intuition or our reality because gaslighting was baked into every interaction. So surprise, surprise, I ended up with complex PTSD, a dissociative disorder, and a fragmented sense of self. Because parts of me were praised while other parts were punished, leaving me unsure of who I really was. So if you grew up in this dynamic, hear me when I say you were never the issue. Being chosen as the scapegoat grandchild says way more about the grandparents' dysfunction than it ever did about you.